message.
All right, let's talk about something that we all need but usually forget about until it's too late. Mental health first aid. Think about it. If you cut your finger, you grab a band-aid. If your phone battery is low, you scramble for a charger like it is the end of the world. But when stress, anxiety, or overwhelm hit, we just sit there panicking. So today, I'm giving you a mini mental health first aid kit. Quick strategies that you can actually use when you feel like your brain is about to short circuit. Ready? Step one,
breathe like you mean it.
And no, I'm not talking about your normal stressed out shallow breaths. I'm talking about deep belly breaths, the kind that make your neighbors wonder if you're training for a choir solo. Here's how. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, and exhale for 6. And repeat that a few times. Now, why does this work? It tricks our brains into thinking, oh, we're not running from a bear. We're going to be okay. Step 2.
Ice it out.
Feeling overwhelmed? Stick your hands in a bowl of cold water or press an ice cube to the back of your neck. Now, I know it sounds weird. I know. But the cold jolts your nervous system and helps bring you back to the present moment. Plus, bonus points if you make dramatic, this is so cold faces. Those are free. Step 3.
Name it to tame it.
When our emotions are all over the place, try labeling them. Say, I feel anxious or I feel frustrated. Now, this is not just some self-help fluff. It's backed by neuroscience because naming our feelings activates the thinking part of our brains, and that helps us calm the emotional chaos. It's like putting a leash on our mental wild dog. Step 4.
Shake it out.
Literally. Stand up, shake your arms and legs, wiggle around like you are in a bad TikTok challenge. Why? Because stress gets stored in our bodies. Shaking it out releases some of that tension. Plus, it's kind of hilarious and impossible to feel completely anxious while you're flapping your arms like a confused bird. Step 5.
The 5-4-3-2-1 grounding trick.
Now, if you're spiraling, this one is a lifesaver. Look around and find 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This pulls you out of your head and back into the present moment. And hey, if the only thing you can taste is leftover coffee from 2 hours ago, that still counts. Step 6.
Talk to someone.
Real or imaginary. If you can, call or text a friend and let it out. If no one's available, talk to yourself like you're your own therapist. I know it sounds weird, but saying, okay, what's really bothering me? That can help untangle the mess in our heads. And bonus, there's no copay required. Step 7.
Be kind to yourself.
This is not the time for, why am I like this? Or, get it together. Treat yourself like you would a friend, unless you're a terrible friend, in which case, you should work on that too. So, there you have it, your mental health first aid kit. Breathe, ice it out, name your feelings, shake it off, ground yourself, talk it through, and above all, be kind to yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup, my friends, but with these tools, you can at least stop it from tipping over. And that is a win.